This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The American economy, while technically strong and growing, the November jobs report comes out tomorrow morning, by the way, but this economy is still feeling the after effects of the Great Recession, and it's showing up in maternity wards. Data from the Centers for Disease Control show that the birth rate in this country hit an all-time low last year. Marketplace's Adam Allington explains why, apart from the obvious, and why it matters.
Never have women had so few children in the history of the U.S. The tipping point is a term called replacement-level fertility. That's just demographer speak for the number necessary to replace you and your partner, i.e. two babies. And for the longest time, that rate was sitting comfortably at around 2.1, until recently.
So that's kind of the magic number. And over the past several years, we've actually dipped below that 2.1. We're now down at around 1.9 births per woman.
Mark Mather is a demographer at the Population Reference Bureau. He says ongoing uncertainty from the Great Recession could be a factor holding down birth rates. Another is that many more women are primary breadwinners.
As more and more women are entering the workforce, we'd expect fertility rates to stay at pretty low levels.
An aging workforce, a drop-off in consumer spending, think of everything from onesies to college tuition, these are just a few of the negative economic impacts of the baby bust. But how much should we really worry?
I don't think it's an economic disaster, but it does create challenges.
David Lamb is an economist at the University of Michigan's Population Studies Center. The theory, he says, is that as economic conditions improve, people will start having more babies. But even if we don't, many other economies are doing just fine.
Germany's doing quite well, relatively speaking, with a lower fertility rate than we have.
Absent economic incentives to get in a family way, Lamb says immigration is one button policymakers might still push to help drive the recovery. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.